This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. As Ukrainian forces continue their counteroffensive in the south, Russian forces are pummeling the city of Kupiansk in the northeast. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from the city under attack as families evacuate and soldiers prepare for battle.
We are here in a military defense point hidden in the city of Kupiansk. The city in eastern Ukraine is becoming more dangerous by the day, with Russian forces attacking from a distance of about 5 kilometers. It is widely believed that Russia wants to recapture Kupiansk, and volunteers are evacuating families from frontline areas and nearby villages. Russia occupied the city for 7 months before Ukraine took control last September. Locals evacuating the area say they survived occupation, often without electricity, heat, or the internet. But now, they cannot take it anymore. Reporting from Kupiansk, Ukraine, Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
Thailand's fugitive former premier, Thaksin Shinawat, on Tuesday set foot on Thai soil for the first time since 2008, returning from self-exile to prison just hours before his allies contest a parliamentary vote in a bid to form a new government. Saita Thaksin, a real estate mogul who was thrust into politics by Phuthai just a few months ago, has been elected the new prime minister. Air Koryo flight from Pyongyang landed in Beijing early on Tuesday, first time since the COVID-19 pandemic lockdowns began in 2020, as North Korea cracks open its border to some air passengers.